I got oatmeal in there now.
Yeah. And would you stuff the chitlins with sausage or not?
No, we did. Some people did, but we never did.
Mm-hmm.
No, mother would take and make a little sack about that long and about 2 inches in diameter across. And she stuffed them sacks full, you know, and then tie a string around them. And then hang them up on nails in the smokehouse, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you want a sausage, just go and get one of them little sacks and bring it in. And just start ripping it down the side and cut it off as much as you wanted and then put it up till the next day.
I see. Did you ever hear the word Haslett? Haslett? Did you ever hear the word Haslett?
Haslett.
Yeah, no, sometimes that's used. Some people call the liver and lights by different words, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Haslett is.
I don't believe I did.
Uh-huh.
Don't recollect if I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. While we're talking about food, I wonder. I could ask you some other questions about food.
I'll tell you, there's one thing about the hog I didn't tell you. They took the head and cooked it up and made what they call souse meat out of it.
And I wonder, did you ever call that by any other name, souse?
No, it might have been, but I never did know nothing, just souse meat.
What's hog's head cheese?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Did you use that word?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
I forgot it too.
Uh-huh.
You know, a man forgets.
And sure, well, and sometimes it's used and sometimes it isn't in families. So. did you ever use any of the drippings from the, say, boil some of the meat and use the drippings with cornmeal?
I don't think we did.
Uh-huh.
Best of my recollection, it didn't.
Uh-huh. And